We put in a good pre-season, you know, and worked very hard at getting our best players in, and we're very thankful to the managers of the clubs, you know. And this year our panel's quite strong, and I think that reflects in the performance in the team as well. You know, I think everybody knows Derry has good hurlers there. It's just getting them all out and working hard for each other and committing and a bit of honesty. And at this moment in time, everything's going well, but it can all turn very quick, Tom, as we know.
Yeah. Obviously missed out on promotion last year, to losing out to Kildare in the final. Obviously, it's the target this year, is it?
It's a target. Everything's a target. Every game's a target, Tom. You know, I suppose the cliche is you just approach them. The first and foremost, we want to win a couple of games, get out of the relegations, because that's a worry as well. Because I said even at the start, all these teams in this group, if your attitude's not right on the day and it's not spot on, they can turn you over as well. So this year in particular, we have been beating teams who are recording good scores, you know, what something we target at the start of the year, getting more return on the ball. And, we'd love to win on this Sunday. Would probably put us in a strong place, put us into the final of the league. And also, full Donegal's thinking the same way, Tom.
When we look at the 2B league table, we see Wicklow and Mayo struggling at the bottom. We see obviously Derry at the top, Donegal up there along with you, and Sligo as well. Is there a change happening in hurling, do you think?
Recently when I said it come in, it's a bit consistency. You know, Derry hadn't beat Wicklow maybe for about 9 or 10 years. Mayo beat us last year down there at the start of the year, and then gradually as it went along, we started to get our feet below us. But there is a change. You know, Donegal has been very impressive his last 2-3 years as well. Again, that's with hard work, Tom. There's no rocket science, and it's about the group of people coming together and working hard and getting a system and a style in place, you know. They might be a change of guard, but also all them things can change very quickly, you know, one or two bad injuries, particularly with a confined program. So we're all working hard. We are a group of players trying to manage them as best we can. And I would say it's the same for all counties.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, Donegal have made great strides in recent years. And I suppose you are the barometer, really, in this league. And, well, they gave you a right old scare last year in Ballinscreen, didn't you? Just a point in it?
Yeah, they gave us a great scare. And, that, you know, that's a warning light straight away for us for this year. You know, we went there last year and people say, I take it for granted, you know, particularly people that's not on the ground knowing what's going on, the work in Donegal. So, we went there and we're very lucky. I think Cormac O'Doherty hit a monster point to win the game, you know, and there's one or two things. There were phases of play. Either could have went on and won the game. But we have the utmost respect for them, Tom, and we'll be approaching the game like we approach any other game. We'll be looking at one or two matchups. But we will be concentrating on our own game and trying to get our plan together on the day.
You mentioned earlier that you got everybody together. You have a stronger team this year. I noticed there's a good few changes from that team that played Donegal last year.
We have got a lot of changes. You know, the Lavi contingent wasn't there last year. We have got, you know, they're in this year. The Banagher players, are 4 or 5 of them in as well, you know, and they've been quite impressive. I think everybody reflects to Slaughneil, and you know, that's not to get in the way. Slaughneil players are important, but I don't like talking about individuals or clubs, individual clubs. This is about a team, a Derry team, you know, and we have got a lot of players from all them clubs I talked about now, and now it's about gelling it together and making them trust each other and work hard for each other on the field, and that's why we're stronger, Tom. It's not because anything else. It's stronger because the players committed so to date, you know, have committed very greatly to each other. And hopefully, as I say, let's see where it takes us, you know.
Yeah. You mentioned Cormac O'Doherty with a massive point last year to clinch it. He certainly has the eye in this year as well, again, top scorer.
Yeah, Cormac, well, I think it's well known, Cormac O'Doherty is not. He's not just a good player, he's a good fella and cares deeply about hurling and his own club and Derry, you know, and that's a major, major plus for us. He's his captain as well, and that's one of the reasons he is captain. And we're just hoping that Cormac can keep on going, keep injury free, which is key, and keep on doing what he's doing, you know. But Cormac will be the first to acknowledge, you know, the work the other players do to create that platform for him to get his scores, and vice versa for any other player, you know. But Cormac's free taking is immense, and it's something we rely on. Every team has good free takers, and they're very, very important in today's game, you know.
Yeah. So in a good position coming to Letterkenny on Sunday?
I were in a good position. We lost a couple of players last week. Tom was the biggest factor, you know, with Richie Mullen, pulled his hamstring, and Tiernan and McHugh. So they pull hamstrings, and that leaves them out. But, them's our worries, Tom. You know, at the end of the day, I said to players last night, Donegal or anybody else will not be worried about our injuries. It's Donegal playing Derry. Whoever's missing's missing. That's the reason why we have a panel. We have to get on with it, and we have to go out and play as if they were there and play for them. You know, we can't hear any excuses. There is no excuses in this game. And nobody will rely, oh, you're missing this or this. No, that's not the way it goes. Yeah, there are serious misses for us, but we got to get on with it.